Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
In a new study from Health Day, this from Health Day says that a full schedule may enhance your mental prowess. And we all know that people complain when their schedule gets too busy. We all do. I run around like a chicken with my head cut off sometimes. But I found, and as a trainer for so many years, that the days that I used to have 10 clients in a day, and I was going from house to house training people, that I had more energy, that I thought clearer, I could think of things to do and be creative. And now they're saying that if you are busier, and that it might actually be good for your brain. A study of older adults found that those with packed schedules tended to do better on tests of memory, information processing, and reasoning. They say that the findings don't prove that busyness makes us smarter, but sharper people may seek out more mental stimulation. And so being busy can also help to get that blood flowing and keep your brain sharp. Now, I will give as the perfect example of this my father, who's 92. He's a math teacher. He works full time at the community college here in Chicago. And his mind is sharp as a tack. And whether or not that's because he does keep busy, he says he doesn't have time to sit around, and he never does. He goes to work. He works all day, even in the summertime. And then he goes out, maybe goes golfing, and then goes out to dinner. The man doesn't sit still. And so I think that I see this in my own life for myself, running around, being busier, being more creative, being sharper. And then the days when I'm not, and I also see this in my dad. And so I'm looking at the study and I'm saying, well, you know, there it would seem to be common sense to me, but so many of our older population, and even, you know, the middle age people and myself included in this age, we say, oh, well, I need this time to rest. I need this time off. We do. We need both. So it's that fine line of being a working woman, having children, taking care of your elder relatives, parents, being in that sandwich generation that they call it, the sandwich generation, and being so busy that we don't have time for ourselves. Now, we know that there is that fine line there because we have to, as the caregivers of society, put our own mask on before we put on the mask of our loved ones. And based on studies like this that say that if we are busier, we're going to be more alert, we're going to be a little sharper, and that we're going to have more focus and be able to really concentrate and use our memory better. However, there is that fine line of being too busy where you can't do anything completely, where you don't get tasks finished that sort of eat away at you, and you just don't get everything done. And then you feel frustrated, and then it adds to your list. And so that's not good either. So how do you find that fine balance between being busy enough that you get the benefits of studies like these, where you can be so busy that you feel that energy, you feel those endorphins, you feel that dopamine and serotonin rush that you get, those happy chemicals, and you feel that, and the time that you need to unwind and to de-stress and to unplug and to meditate or take a nap, as you know I love to do, and to get those things out of your head. So it is that fine line. And I think that the way to find that fine line is to determine what you need to get done in any particular day, set out a plan for yourself, but leaving, just as you make time for exercise, nobody has time for exercise, you make that time, you make time in your schedule and you put it in your schedule, the time to unwind and de-stress. I think that that's got to be part of that schedule. So being busy is great, as is taking that time for yourself. So important. This is Melanie Cole, Healthy Children, coming just up. Stay well.